So one of the things that is everybody's talking about at this South by Southwest is social discovery apps. And I have with me...
Andra Vaccari. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Glancy.
And so Glancy is one of the apps that you know, people are talking about all the time. And can you just tell us a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, so Glancy is a mobile app for iPhone and Android devices that tells you a little bit about the people around you. And it works very, very simply. You download it, you sign up with your Facebook account, and then it works quietly in the background without draining the battery of your phone. And it looks every once in a while for people that could be interesting for you to meet. So people that have friends in common, people that like the same kind of artist or music that you like, or maybe people that went to the same school, work for the same company, and so forth. And that's pretty much it. Then it pings you if it finds someone interesting, and it's up to you to decide whether you want to start a conversation with them or not.
And I mean, at the moment, obviously, you're just using Facebook as your data source. And I know you've been asked this before, but in terms of how, because sometimes, you know, in lots of ways, people exist differently on Facebook than they might do from Twitter. And how, I mean, how do you see the future of kind of these sorts of apps in terms of, you know, making them as useful as possible? What sort of data sources you pull in is quite key, really.
Yeah, basically we use Facebook as sort of a border control. We want to make sure that our users use real identities, real names, real pictures. But that's pretty much it. Afterwards, you can edit and curate your interests, the profile that appears on Glancy, completely separately from Facebook. So a lot of people, for example, list movies and TV shows in their interests on Facebook. I don't think that that's really what you want to be matched with other people around you. So you can remove all of that and really list what you care about. At the same time, we're considering adding LinkedIn and Twitter to Glancy, and we have to decide whether we want to do it within the same ecosystem, so have Facebook users and LinkedIn users interact with each other, or if we want to keep the two separate, sort of one more professional and one more personal, because not necessarily people from these two different worlds are interested in meeting one another. So it's something that we are exploring, and we are definitely working on.
And I mean, I suppose it's such early stages for the whole kind of idea of kind of social discovery. I mean, your background is MIT and Google, and you've been working on these sorts of kind of ideas and concepts for a while. I mean, how do you see it going in the future? Like, what would be your, you know, the perfect social discovery app? I mean, I'm assuming that Glancy is, obviously it's not at the moment, you know, the perfect discovery app. So where do you see it kind of going?
Absolutely. So, in fact, Glancy has been out for almost 8 months now as an app, and the company has been working on these ideas for almost 2 years now. So we have pretty clear what the future is going to look like. Matching people with people is just the first step. It's the most interesting one. But after that, we think that there is going to be an opportunity to match people with brands, people with product. And really, more in general, we believe that with social discovery, with mobile and location-based services, we can bring the best of your physical lives together with the best of your digital lives. Because people are building sort of an entire new identity online through Facebook, through Twitter, through LinkedIn. But those identities right now are segregated in the online world. When you're on a computer, even if you use Facebook through your mobile phone, it's all about sharing with your friends online. There is no extension of that content that benefits you in the real world. And I think the social discovery, because it's bringing the true identity that you describe on these social networks and your actual location, where you are, the context in which you are right now together, can expand these opportunities significantly.
It's interesting. And I know I'm going to let you go because I know how busy you are. How has this Southwest been for you? I bet it's crazy, isn't it?
It's been quite crazy, to be honest. We've been a tremendous growth. We've seen a tremendous growth. Consider that we were a niche app before South By. So in January, we had about 1,500 users, and now we passed the 14,000. So we grew almost 12 times in about a month and a few days. And right now we're signing up more than 1,000 users a day. These are all still small numbers, of course, compared to established players, but we think it's very exciting, especially because we've done all of this without spending $1 in marketing. So this has all been, you know, through press and through people inviting their friends because they believe in this vision and they believe in this product and they like it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much and enjoy the rest of South By.
Thanks.